The Other Gods by H.P. Lovecraft. Narrated by Kenneth Elliott. The Other Gods by H.P. Lovecraft. Atop the tallest of Earth's peaks dwell the gods of Earth, and suffer no man to tell that he hath looked upon them. Lesser peaks they once inhabited, but ever the men from the plains would scale the slopes of rock and snow, driving the gods to higher and higher mountains till now only the last remains. When they left their older peaks, they took with them all signs of themselves, save once, it is said, when they left a carven image on the face of the mountain which they called Granek. But now they have betaken themselves to unknown Kadath, in the cold waste where no man treads, and are grown stern, having no higher peak whereto to flee at the coming of men. They are grown stern, and where once they suffered men to displace them, they now forbid men to come, or coming, to depart. It is well for men that they know not of Kadath in the cold waste, else they would seek injudiciously to scale it. Sometimes, when Earth's gods are homesick, they visit in the still night the peaks where once they dwelt, and weep softly, as they try to play in the olden way on remembered slopes. Men have felt the tears of the gods on white-capped Thurii, though they have thought it rain, and have heard the sighs of the gods in the plaintive dawn winds of Larion. In cloud ships the gods are wont to travel, and wise cotters have legends that keep them from certain high peaks at night when it is cloudy, for the gods are not lenient as of old. In Ulthar, which lies beyond the river Sky, once dwelt an old man avid to behold the gods of Earth, a man deeply learned in the seven cryptical books of San, and familiar with the Nakotic manuscripts of distant and frozen Lomar. His name was Barzai the Wise, and the villagers tell of how he went up a mountain on the night of the strange eclipse. Barzai knew so much of the gods that he could tell of their comings and goings, and guessed so many of their secrets that he was deemed half a god himself. It was he who wisely advised the burgesses of Ulthar when they passed their remarkable law against the slaying of cats, and who first told the young priest Atal where it is that black cats go at midnight on St. John's Eve. Barzai was learned in the lore of Earth's gods, and had gained a desire to look upon their faces. He believed that his great secret knowledge of gods could shield him from their wrath, so resolved to go up to the summit of high and rocky Hathegkla on a night when he knew the gods would be there. Hathegkla is far in the stony desert beyond Hatheg, for which it is named, and rises like a rock statue in a silent temple. Around its peak the mists play always mournfully, for mists are the memories of the gods, and the gods loved Hathegkla when they dwelt upon it in the old days. Often the gods of Earth visit Hathegkla in their ships of cloud, casting pale vapors over the slopes as they dance reminiscently on the summit under a clear moon. The villagers of Hathag say it is ill to climb Hathegkla at any time, and deadly to climb it by night when pale vapors hide the summit and the moon. But Barzai heeded them not when he came from neighboring Ulthar with the young priest Atal, who was his disciple. Atal was only the son of an innkeeper, and was sometimes afraid. But Barzai's father had been a landgrave who dwelt in an ancient castle, so he had no common superstition in his blood and only laughed at the fearful cotters. Barzai and Atal went out of Hathig into the stony desert despite the prayers of peasants, and talked of Earth's gods by their campfires at night. Many days they traveled, and from afar saw lofty Hathegkla with his aureole of mournful mist. On the 13th day they reached the mountain's lonely base, and Atal spoke of his fears. But Barzai was old and learned, and had no fears, so led the way boldly up the slope that no man had scaled since the time of Sansu, who is written of with fright in the moldy Nakotic manuscripts. The way was rocky, and made perilous by chasms, cliffs, and falling stones. Later it grew cold and snowy, and Barzai and